asking why, after such a long lapse
yes.
of time,
yes.
we could see the spread of Hindu dharma.
Yes. Not Hindu dharma,
but the Vedic dharma.
Spiritual satisfaction of spiritual starvation. Because we are spiritual beings. That I was trying to explain, that we have bodily necessities, at the same time we have spiritual necessities. This Western civilization, they are simply after the bodily necessities. Just like here is a qualified medical man. What for medical man? He knows how to satisfy the medical necessities of the body. He has no information of the spirit soul. Is it not a fact? Have you got any idea what is spirit soul?
Not from the medical knowledge, certainly.
That's what I say, that these universities and educational institutions all over the world, they are simply concerned with this body. According to our Vedic culture, to remain satisfied with the bodily necessities of life is the business of animals. Saiva gokha. Jashatma buddhi kunapi tidhatuke. Sadhik kalatradi subhoma yujyadhi. Jatirtha buddhi salile na karhiti. Janesu avigyesu saiva gokha. These are animal conceptions. So anyone who is accepting this body as the self, he is saiva gokhara. Go means cows and khara means asses. So this civilization based on the bodily necessities of life is animal civilization. Because we are not this body, we are spirit soul, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehina Asmin Dehe. Dehinasmin jathadi he kaumara jovanang jara tathadihantara prati. The soul is within the body and it is transmigrating from one type of body to another, even in this life. Just like I was in a baby's body, I was in a child's body, I was in a boy's body. Those bodies are gone. But I remember that I was in such and such body. But I am now in a different body. Therefore, although my bodies have changed so many times, I am cognizant. I know that I had such and such body. Tatha dehantara prapti. To transmigrate from one body to another. This is the authoritative statement of Bhagavad Gita. There are so many serious students of Bhagavad Gita. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, his photographs are always with Bhagavad Gita standing. But he was not the leader of understanding what is soul. We are simply concerned with the body. This nationalism is concerning this body. Bhoma ijjadhi. Bhoma ijjadhi, ijja. Ijja means worshipable. On account of this bodily concept of life, they have taken that this earth or the place where the body is born, that has become worshipable. That is nationalism. Bhoma yujyadhi sadhi kalatradishu. And from my body, there is relationship with my wife, wife, my children, and therefore they are my own men. There are hundreds and thousands of women, but one woman who has got bodily connection, and she is my wife. I have to do so many things for her. Similarly, children, the bodily connection, the whole material civilization, nationalism, socialism, thisism, thatism, everything based on this bodily concept of life. But one who is in bodily concept of life, he is no better than cows and asses. So, in the human form of life, because of the developed consciousness, there is inquiry, what I am? What I am? Am I this body? Or am I something else other than this body? This is natural inquiry. And the Vedanta Sutra begins from this inquiry. Athāta brahma jigyāsā. In the animal concept of life, the inquiry is, where is my food, where is my shelter, where is my sex, where is my defense? These inquiries. But when one comes to the human form of body, the inquiry should be, at least, that what I am. If I study myself, I think, if I take this finger, am I this finger? The answer will be no. It is my finger. So my eyes, my head, everything mine. Then where is I? Unless this inquiry comes into the living form of life, like a human form of life, he is not human being. He is animal, because animal never inquire. He is satisfied. A dog is satisfied. He knows that I am this body. And according to the dog's body, he barks, that's all. No more inquiry. Therefore, actual human form of life, actual business of human form of life begins from this inquiry. Brahma Jigyasa. So this Brahma Jigyasa is being explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is Brahma? That is Dehi Nasmin Yatha Dehi Kumara Jovanam Jara Tatha Dehantaram Prati. So Dehi, the owner of the body, is Brahma. Therefore, Vedic injunction is just realize what you are, Aham Brahmasmi. So it is not Hindu Dharma or Indian Dharma, it is natural inquiry of the living being when he is advanced in consciousness. So, in the bodily concept of life, material necessities can be fulfilled by money or eating, sleeping, mating. But because these things do not give satisfaction to the Western people anymore, because they have seen enough of them, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, natural inquiry is, what Brahma? And that answer can be had from India, nowhere else. And therefore, they have got inclination. Whenever they see some Indian Swami, Indian person talking about spiritual, they flock. But they cheat. Instead of satisfying them, now so far our international society is concerned, we do not cheat. We speak the real truth. Here is God, Krishna. here you are, your relationship is to serve me, do this. So they are doing that. Therefore, you see, a little success of this movement all over the world.
What is God to a layman?
Hmm?
What is God to a layman?
Layman?
Like me.
Well, layman means, we already explained, he is no better than animal.
Yes.
Because layman means one who thinks that I am this body. He is layman. He has no other information. Yes. So layman is equal to animal. Yes. So layman's education, layman's advancement is decoration of the dead body. If you decorate a dead body, you can feel satisfaction. But others will laugh. You know what a fool he is, he's decorating a dead body. Bhagavad Bhakti, hinasya. Jati japastapa kriya apranasahi dehasa mandanang lokaranya. Layman's business is decorating this dead body, that's all.
Yeah, but if you were to explain to him what is God, how do you explain to him?
What is your business? What do you do? You teacher?
Yes.
What is the subject matter?
I teach law.
Yes. So, if one wants to know what is law, then he must become a student. It is not that simply asking what is law, sir, you can make him understand within a minute or within an hour. Is it possible?
No.
First of all, he must be a graduate, then he should take entrance in the law college, then he must learn. So, what is God? That is the inquiry. But it requires training. And that is Vedic dharma, varnasrama dharma. Varnasrama dharma. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapama. Anyone who has taken to this system of varnasrama dharma, four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashrama, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, unless one takes to this in institutional education, is no more than an animal. So one, to know God means he must become a Brahmana, real, qualified Brahmana. Therefore Brahmana is respected, because Brahma Janati is the Brahmana. So, but there is no law, lawless country, therefore one is passing as a Brahmana without any knowledge of Brahma. That is the defect. Formally, the government will see, I was explaining this morning, that is the Kshatriya's duty to see that one is passing as a Brahmana, whether he is qualified. Why he should pass? Suppose he says, I am a medical man, he must be qualified. And if he says, I am a medical man, then he is cheating. So you cannot call yourself a Brahmana unless you are qualified. But that is going on, and this cheating is being accepted. Therefore, this varnasrama dharma, Hindu dharma or Vedic dharma means varnasrama. One must first of all accept the principles of varnas and asrama. Then there is question of understanding God. God is not so cheap thing. What is God? And you understand him. You must become, first of all, Brahman.
So in order to understand what is God, one has to leave his family and come to something.
So why do you surmise like that? You do not know what is God. How do you surmise your proposal?
No, I mean...
Now why you are asking this question?
No, this
you know, I have explained that one has to become Brahman. There are many, still there are many Brahmanas, those who are with children. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he had no children, he was family man. Nityananda Prabhu was family man. And Advaita Prabhu was family man. They are all Brahmanas. family man. But they knew what is God. The real thing is to know God. Not to, because everything is allowed. This eight, four varnas and four ashramas. There is no such thing. Then one has to become, to come to this form of life or that form of life. So, varnasrama acharavata. You must execute the varnasrama dharma. Then you'll understand. It doesn't matter whether you are a brahmana, a kshatriya, a vaishya, a shudra. That is a cooperation. Just like in your body, there must be the head, there must be the arms, there must be the belly, and there must be the legs. By comparative study, head is more important than the leg. But leg is also required. You cannot do without leg. Similarly, brahmana is the head. Kshatriya is the arms. Vaishya is the belly. And Shudra is the leg. So as much as I require my head, so much I require the leg also. But the leg must do the leg's duty and the head must do the head's duty. Then it is perfect. And if the head is cracked, then everything is gone. Madman. So at the present moment, there is no Brahman qualified. Therefore, the society is in chaos. In chaotic condition, all are searching after something substantial. That is the position of the Western countries. They have heard so many things about India's culture. Still, they respect India's culture, spiritual culture. They are hankering after. But unfortunately, the so-called yogis, samis come and cheat them. That is the difficulty. This is the first time that systematically we are presenting what is actual Vedic Dharma or Bhagavad Dharma. This question was raised by Ramananda Rai before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Varnasa, he quoted this verse from Vishnu Purana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yo Bhajya Age Kahava. Yes, it is all right, Varnasa Dharma, but it is now external. If you know something better, you speak. So, in this way, the whole system was discussed. At last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the system of Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Vishnu. Varnasam Dharma is also Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhyate. The real purpose is understanding Vishnu, the Supreme. So Varnasam Dharma is also meant for understanding Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhyate. So, but these formulas of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, it is the age is so rotten that it is very difficult to revive this varnasrama dharma culture. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Iha bhajya age kaha. Yes, it is all right, but it is external now. It cannot be utilized at the present moment. So, when Ramananda Rai stated, citing one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sthane sthita sutikatang tanuvang manovi prayasa ajitopi jitapvasi itaistilakyam. If one simply hears about Vishnu, never mind, in whatever condition he is, then he can understand what is God. Sthane sthita sutikatang. Sutikatang means hearing. receiving from the ear, sritigata, tanuvangmanovi. And in that way, if he engages his body, his words, tanu, bang, mind, then although Lord Vishnu is ajita, nobody can conquer him. He can conquer. He can understand what is Vishnu, what is his function, what is my relationship with him. All these things can be understood. Therefore, we are propagating the same principle. We do not ask anyone, first of all you become Brahmana, then come here. No. Let him come and hear about Vishnu. We speak, discuss about Bhagavad Gita. They hear. They hear Srimad Bhagavad. They have seen our books. So these books are discussed, and gradually, if it is a fact, sutigatang tanuvangamano vi, if one gives only oral reception to this transcendental message, then although God is ajita, nobody can conquer. He becomes conquered. So that is becoming, happening. There, although they are American, European, Canadian, African, Australian, not all of them are Indian. Indians are also there. But because they are giving oral reception to this transcendental message, they are becoming alive. So anyone will give oral reception to this message, first of all Bhagavad Gita, entrance, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamritam, like books, then gradually he will be self-realized, fully cognizant what is God. What is God? This is Athat Brahma Jigyasa, means what is God. So this institution is meant for giving chance to everyone to hear. It doesn't require education. Simply, God has given him this ear. Let him receive the message from the ear. Suti gatang tanu vang mano vi. This is the process. Very simple process. Simply to hear, sincerely, then everything will be done gradually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, cheta darpana marjanam, by hearing the mirror of consciousness. Consciousness is just like a mirror. It is now covered with dust. Marjanam, mirror if you cleanse with a duster, then you can see clearly what is your face. So by this chanting process and hearing, gradually, the dirty things in the heart will be cleansed. Sinnatanga sakatha Krishna punna sravana kirtana. Simply hearing about Krishna is punna, pious activities. Punna sravana kirtana. Either you hear or you chant. Punna sravana kirtana. Riddhantasta avadrani. There are so many dirty things, nonsense things within the heart. Riddhantasta avadrani. Dhunoti. Is washed. Sinnatam sakata Krishna. Punna sravana kirtana. Who is find out this verse? Sinnatang sakata Krishna punna savana kirtana. In the first canto, first part, third chapter, where is Pandit Maharaj calling? Sinnatang, you can find out the index. Sinnatanga sakatha Krishna punna savana kita riddhantasta avadrani vidhunati suhitsata. This process should be adopted. Hear about Krishna without any prejudice. then everything will be known. S.
S.
Arise.
S. I.
S. R. Yes. Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna.
S. I. N.
Sakatha. S. B. A. Yeah. What is it?
Svapatha.
Krishna. Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna. You are not learning, only Pandit Gosai is required. Why is Pandit Gosai?
He went to.
Yes. Give him. Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punnasavana Kirtana Riddhantastha Avadrani. আপনার ছেলে পুলে একটি মেয়ে এইখানেই জন্ম হয়েছে, ইংলিশ ইংলিশ মেয়ে, তুমি ইংরেজি ইংলিশ বোঝো, এই ইংরেজি বুঝবে, ইংরেজি বাংলা টাংলা বোঝে না, বাংলা জানে, আপনার বাপের বাড়ি কোথায়? হাওড়া ডিস্ট্রিক্ট। কোথায়, কোন গ্রাম? আচ্ছা আচ্ছা, ওইখানে, হ্যাঁ, শিবপুর। শিবপুরে অনেক সব ভালো লোকের বাস আছে। ও, আপনাদের বাড়ি শিবপুর? Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna. You could not find here it is.
S-I.
Find out. Second canto, no?
107. Second chapter.
Second chapter.
17th verse. Yes. Srin Vitam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Rideyantasto Yavadrani Vidhunati Surit Satam.
Vidhunati Surit Satam.
Vidhunati Surit Satam. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
This is the process. If you hear about Krishna, then Krishna is within yourself. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vriddhesa Arjuna Tishthati. When he sees you are anxious, then he helps you in cleansing the dirty things within your heart.
Messages of the Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are non-different from him. Whenever, therefore, a fenceless hearing of God is undertaken, It is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shastakam declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he could be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound, but unfortunately we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee and in such a way that that devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead, but anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path of back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from a remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind.
The prescribed methods are there. We have to adopt it. Without adopting the prescribed method, nobody can advance. But in this age, the prescribed method is very simple. Simply to hear the holy name of the Lord. Haran Nama, Haran Nama, Haran Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalo Nasti, Manasti, Manasti, Iva Kevala. So, an urge for understanding God there is after a struggle for material sense gratification. Bodily concept of life means material sense gratification. The Western world is after that, material sense gratification. One who is little advanced, he wants to know more than material sense gratification. That is good sign. And those who are simply absorbed in material sense gratification, they are in the lower stage of animal life. So, what is the present civilization, Western? What is your opinion? What they are for?
I don't know, actually. I'm a dark, I'm trying to find some answer. So what is, what difference does it make? Suppose a person who thinks of God all his life and dies, and a person who doesn't think of God at all and dies, you know, what is our life after death?
Yes.
Then why do we have to think of God? Why do we have to forget about the material
world? First of all, you have to understand that there is life after death.
Why? Is it a faith, a belief?
No, it is not faith, belief. It is a fact. That's why I have already given you the example. You are a child. That body is no longer existing. But you know that you are a child. Therefore, the conclusion is that although the body has changed, But you, the soul, the knower, is still there. Therefore, when this body will change, it will exist in another body.
In what form?
That is another thing. First of all, you have to accept this fact, that you have to change this body, as you have already changed so many times. Tathā, Krishna first of all says, tathā dehāntara prāpti. Antara, another body, you have to accept.
Coming back to your old question, that present world and what we are in. Coming back to your first question when you asked that what do you think about this present world and the present trend of present civilization?
Yes. They do not know. Even big professors. I talked with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after annihilation of this body, there is nothing.
Well, that has brought this disaster and is causing more and more trouble,
I think. Yes.
More and more in practice of medicine, if we look into the practice of medicine, I think we are more faced with the problem of mental illness. I should say in the region of 30% of our time is devoted for people suffering from mental anxiety, which we call anxiety state, and partly depression. And I think most of the time I could surmise part of the problem is not that they are not well fed, it is not that they are not well dressed. Part of the problem is to accept as they are and to think of something which is present. And if they could believe that there is something beyond this world, and if they can accept that, probably they will be better off and they will accept their present inconveniences more easily and will not be depressed.
Yes.
And that is the present problem.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Matra sparshastu komteya sitosna sukha-dukkhada. Sukha-dukkhada. Matra sparshastu komteya sita usna sukha-dukkhada. Agama apaina anitya tang titikkhasabhag. If one is engaged in his cultivation of spiritual life, then he should tolerate all these bodily pains and pleasure, because they come and go. Just like your medical man, he treats some patient, suppose he is attacked with fever. Everyone knows that fever has come, after some time it will go away. So, the one who is cultivating Krishna consciousness is not very much disturbed with fever. He knows that it has come, it will go automatically. If you pass for a few days, there is a Bengali proverb, jor and por khete na dili palabe. If you receive one unwanted guest and fever, you don't give him eat, then it will go away. Unwanted guest, if you do not give him food, it will go away. Similarly, fever also, if you don't eat, it will go automatically. So, after all, these things come and go. The example is giving sita usna. Sita means winter and usna means summer. As the summer comes and goes, winter comes and goes. So these kinds of sufferings, they come and go. So Krishna is advising tang titikha sabharata. Therefore, a brahmana's qualification is titikha. Satta sama dhamma. Saucha, titikha, tolerance. They are not very much bothered with the bodily pains and pleasure. They come and go. They are engaged in real business, how to realize Brahma. See, if one is engaged in the prime business of life, Brahma understanding, arthat Brahma jigyasa, for him these bodily pains and pleasures become minor things. Therefore we see such examples that one saintly person is living in the Himalayan mountain. There is no fall, there is no proper place, still they live. Still there are many, but nowadays it is not possible. Voluntarily they used to go to the forest, to the Himalayan, just to tolerate this pains and pleasure of the body equally, and engaged in their own business of spiritual understanding. That is human civilization. Human civilization that is described in the Tapah Divya. For the supreme spiritual realization, one should undergo tapasya. Nāyaṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmāna arhati bhujāṁgi. It is the instruction of Rishabhdev that this body, everyone has body, cats and dogs and hogs, they have got body, we have also body. The kings and demigods, they have got body. Everyone has got body. But especially the body of nāyaṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niloke. In the human society, this body is not meant for kastan kaman, to satisfy sense gratification with very, very hard labor, like the hogs and dogs. Then what it is meant for? Tapah dibbam putraka jina suddhe. My dear boys, this body is meant for tapasya. Why tapasya? Your question is, jena suddhe, your existence will be purified. Jasmad brahma sukham anantam, then you will get perpetual blissful life. So everyone is seeking after a blissful life. But that is not possible in this materialistic way of life. That is not possible. One must seek blissful life in spiritual understanding, brahma-sukham, brahma-sukham, that is required, transcendental pleasure. Ramante yogina anante, satyanande chidatmani, satyanande, real happiness. In the spiritual understanding, spiritual platform, iti rāma-pade nāsu para-brahma iti avidhiyate. That kind of enjoyment is called Rama, Ramant, from Raman, Rama. That is wanted. So there is no education at the present moment. But people are hankering, Western people especially, they have seen enough of this material enjoyment. Now they are hankering after their spiritual life. Therefore, they look forward toward the Vedic culture. This is the answer.
What is the purpose of God for creating human life or animal life or so many things?
That is next question. You have to accept next body, but what kind of body you'll have, that you can see. There are so many varieties of life, body. You have to accept one of them. Just like when you are admitted into school for education, the idea was that you'll be educated. And according to education, there are so many posts you'll have to occupy. Just like you are a lawyer, he is a medical man, somebody is engineer, somebody else, somebody. Varieties of field of activities. So according to the perfection of one's education, he has to accept one post like that. Similarly, next body means according to your karma. Karmanā dhaiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. You are preparing your next life. That is also explained in the Bhagavad. Janti deva, deva vrata. Pitrin janti, pitri vrata. Bhute ja, janti bhutani. Madja jino pi janti ma. So according to your culture and mentality, your condition of life will be at the end of your life. Jang jang bhapang smaran loki tajatanti kalevaram. Sadata dhava bhavit. The whole life, as we have thought, as we have absorbed in thought, the same mentality will be concentrated at the time of your death. So, God's mentality, and God's mentality, and Hog's mentality, or there are so many kinds of. So you'll get next body according to that mentality.
Yes, can you scientifically prove this? I mean, is it a purely matter of belief or
This is science. Our science is perfect science. Because we are receiving knowledge from the perfect Krishna. And the so-called science is imperfect because the knowledge is received from imperfect person. However, great scientist you may be, you have to admit that your senses are imperfect.
Yes.
So imperfect senses can give imperfect knowledge. That is not scientific knowledge. What you are thinking scientific knowledge, that is bogus. Because the man who has given that knowledge is imperfect. How you can expect perfect knowledge from the imperfect person?
It's a question of degree.
Degree maybe, but ultimately, if you are unable to give perfect knowledge, then what is the use of taking knowledge from you?
Yes, I accept that view, but how do you prove that a man...
Yes, therefore you take from the perfect Krishna. We take from Krishna's representative. One who speaks as good as Krishna. And that is our process. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayo vidu. We don't accept knowledge from any rascal. We accept knowledge from Krishna, the Supreme. I may be rascal, but because I am receiving knowledge from the perfect, whatever we speak, that is perfect. A child may be innocent, he does not know. But he has learned that this article is called spectacle. So when he says, the child says, Father, this is spectacle, this is perfect knowledge. Similarly, if you hear from the perfect and act accordingly, then you are perfect. Now Krishna says, Tatha dehantaram prapti. Tatha dehantara prapti. After death, there is another body. So we accept it. It doesn't require any proof of so-called science, which is imperfect.
So the question of belief comes first.
It is not belief, it is fact.
Yeah, but if you say fact, how do you prove? You know, you say
this is proof. Krishna says
it has been said by Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
that is our Vedic evidence. Whenever you speak something, he immediately quote from Vedas. This is our process. If it is accepted by the Vedic process, then it's perfect. Just like in the law court, you are a lawyer. You are arguing. When you quote from a judgment, previous judgment, it is accepted. Similarly, when you give authoritative statement, support of your talking, then it is perfect. That is the way. Otherwise, what part these books are there? If it is mental speculations, what is the use of this book? But as soon as we speak something, we immediately support by quoting from Vedic literature. And that is perfect. And now we have to possess little knowledge. Just like Krishna says, how Krishna is perfect. Krishna is giving example, side by side. Jatha, dehin asmin jatha dehi, asmin dehi, as there is the soul. There is the soul, asmin dehi. And he is having different types of bodies. Komana jovanam jara. He is changing body from childhood, from boyhood to youthhood to another stage. Tatha dehantaram prati. Where is the illogical presentation? This is scientific. For an intelligent man, this is scientific. And if he is still dull-headed, then what can be done? Krishna gives example. Tatha dehantara prati. As the soul is changing body from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, like that. Similarly, after finishing this body, it may be invisible to you, but the subtle body is there. We have got two kinds of bodies. Bhumi rapa analo vayu khang mano buddhi rivacha. This material, eight kinds of materials, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, ego. So, when your body, earth, water, fire, air, now here is a medical man, he knows about this body made of earth, water, fire, air. But he does not know, perhaps, the body made of mind, intelligence in you. Do you think so? That there is another body made of mind, intelligence and ego?
Not in that sense.
Yes. The mind is there. Everyone knows you have got mind, I have got mind. But can you see the mind? Can you see the intelligence?
So these are something abstract.
Yeah. Not abstract, these are material. You have no eyes to see.
Well, at present we have got three different methods of studying intelligence, starting from 6 months onwards up to the adult.
Anyway, you accept. That is my point. Now you are studying, you accept. That means you accept there is intelligence. So, besides this material body, gross material body, there is a subtle body. Subtle body, just like besides your core there is a sa, or there is a genji. Similarly, the soul is covered by the subtle body and the gross body. What is known as death, that is annihilation of the gross body. The subtle body remains there, and the subtle body carries him as it desires. The subtle body carries him to a place where he can again grow another material body according to the desire of the mind.
But you mean the subtle body or the soul, the same thing?
No, soul is different. Soul is different. Soul is finer than intelligence. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha param manah manasastu paro buddhi buddhestu paro jasa. First of all, gross understanding. This body means the senses. Indriyani. Those who are animals, they think this is all. But they do not understand that these indriyas are being controlled by the mind. If one's mind is what is called distorted, then the indriyas cannot work. That is madman. You try to cure the mental disease just to bring him in proper position to control the senses. Otherwise, he does not know how to control the senses. Therefore, the controller of the senses is the mind. And above the mind there is intelligence. And above the intelligence there is soul. So we cannot see even the mind, intelligence and ego. And how we can see the soul? The soul has got its magnitude. And without understanding, without education about the soul, about the spirit soul, any other understanding, that is animal understanding.
Could I ask, please, if prana is the life force, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it the prana is the life force,
is,
isn't it?
Prana is the life force.
Is it in different parts
this
of
is
the
a,
body?
This is a, yeah, like prana.
Yes.
In the prana, air, the soul floats.
Yes.
Therefore, the controlling the air is called pranayama.
Yes.
That is yogic process.
Thank you.
Prana is a life air which carries the soul. Is very small,
yes.
Atomic. And not our way. Give her one.
Thank you.
Give her one. Give all. আপনার কোনো ডিসিশন হল না, ল জাজমেন্ট দিলেন না। ব্যাকগ্রাউন্ড তৈরি করুন, অন্ধকারে থাকবেন কেন? এবারে লয়ার যদি মনে করেন অন্ধকারে আছেন থাকবেন কেন? দ্যাট ইজ নট ইয়ার বিজনেস, ইউ মাস্ট নো ইট। সেটা তো গুড কোয়ালিফিকেশন
না,
ওয়াই শুড ইউ বি ব্যাড কোয়ালিফাইড? লজিক্যাল এর চেয়ে লজিক্যাল কি পাবেন? কৃষ্ণের চেয়ে এর চেয়ে বেশি কি লজিক আপনি ডিসকভার করবেন? আপনার শক্তি কি? তাহলে আর ও সব বিষয় নিয়ে কথা বলছেন কেন? লজিক ইট ইজ লজিক তথা দেহান্তর প্রাপ্ত, হোয়ার ইজ দি ইললজিক? ইয়ার পাস্ট ইয়ার চাইল্ডহুড বডি, ইয়ার পাস্ট ইয়ার ইউথহুড বডি, ইউ আর ইন এ ডিফারেন্ট বডি, অল দো ইউ আর ইন ডিফারেন্ট বডি ইউ আর এক্সিস্টিং, হোয়াট বেটার লজিক ইউ ক্যান ডিসকভার? You cannot discover any better logic than this. Don't accuse that we are illogical. Don't accuse.
No.
We are logical, completely logical. But we have got brain to understand. Yes. Logic you can put forward, but one must have the brain to understand it. If one is dull, like stone, how he can understand logic? This is very clear logic. Tathā deyāhantara prāpti, dhīras tattana, dhīra. One is sober, cool-headed. He understands, yes, it is all right.
Quite a lot of your time, if you excuse me.
No, my time is for this purpose, provided you kindly take it. But if you don't take it, then of course there is a different thing. My time is spent for, I have dedicated my life for this purpose, I am touring all over the world, giving this knowledge. It is sound logic. If you don't accept, you must give better logic, what you know. Don't think we are going under sentiment. Don't think like that. We have got sound logic.
I don't say that, but I am not mentally prepared to that extent.
That's all right, but if you are not prepared, then you learn how to become prepared. And then the same conclusion comes, that logic he can give to the animals, but he cannot take it.
I don't think that logic can explain anything.
No, logic cannot. But still, as much logic you require, that logic is there.
Yes, but I don't know what Mr. Hall wants logic about. I don't know, but what logic cannot explain anything and everything. And if mathematics and arithmetic, if we go through them, at one stage we can prove 10 is equal to 0 or 9 is equal to 0. It is also possible by step.
That may be possible, it has no practical use.
No.
If the banker gives you 0 and you accept 9, then it is practical.
No.
But if you theoretically say all these things, that may you keep it in your pocket. But practically it has no use. The 9 equal to 0 and 2 equal to 0. That is not practical.
That's why the logic, I don't think logic can explain anything and everything.
No. Then it is skepticism. There is no progress of knowledge. There is no progress of knowledge. As far as man can understand, Mr. Banerjee?
Mr. Hall.
Hall, yes. So, there is little logic there, as a human being can understand. That's all. And if we accept this theory, that logic, our logic is imperfect, we cannot understand, then we have to accept authority. And just like a child, mother says, "Here is your father." There is no logic. There is no logic. He has to accept. Only the mother person is logic. That's all, authority. Is it not?
Yes, that's true.
Then when there is no logic, the authority must be accepted. Therefore we accept that. Authority. Shabda Pramana. The best evidence, sabda pramana. There are different evidences. Out of that, veda pramana, sabda pramana is first class. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Ashwin Dhamma Samaya.
Our Adhisham Nathya.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada, Pearl has been attending our temple and following the regulative principles.
Very good.
And she wants to become initiated.
Oh, yes.
I would like to have a Sanskrit name too, please.
Oh, yes, you'll have. Thank you. You'll have. You'd like to be bald-headed?
No, I think I'll keep my hair if you don't mind. I can't give up everything. If my leg could be healed and I want to advance.
My leg, you are different from leg. Yes. If leg is not healed, you can be healed.
You mean healed spiritually?
Yeah, that is equally real healing.
Because it's keeping me from things I should be doing, you see. I can't meet all my responsibilities through it.
Give me the water. When they come to logic, when they give logic.
They don't want it.
That is dogs abstinence. That is the mentality.
They lost their intelligence by this civilization or by this culture.
Yes. Adanta Gopi, by losing that intelligence, they are going to the hell. They do not know it. Adanta Gopi, Visatantam, Isram. By uncontrolled senses, because as soon as they come to spiritual life, they have to control senses. So that they do not like. That is very difficult.
I'm not prepared for that.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, they are not prepared. Then you suffer.
When you try to be prepared.
They are not prepared because as soon as they understand that they are going to be one of these varieties of life, they shudder. Therefore, they do not like to understand this. If by logic I prove that you are going to be a dog next life, and that is very difficult. Just like one astrologer just said that Jawaharlal Nehru has become a dog in Sweden. You know that?
No, I don't.
Yes, in Delhi one astrologer.
Delhi, some astrologers, yes.
Yes.
What the government of India say about that?
That I do not know.
Are they going to worship there?
Well, they do not believe in astrology. Therefore, they cannot take any step. They do not believe in next life. So they cannot take any step. And whether it is a fact or not, because they do not believe in next life, so what is the use of taking step? Is it as good as to say that Jawaharlal Nehru has become Indra? If somebody says like that, so they will have to discard this thing also, and they have to discard that thing also. Because they do not believe in the next life. Simply by presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, we can defy all these rascals. Everything is there. And Bhagavad Gita was not presented as it is. That is the defect. The first thing is tatha dehantara prapti. Nobody understands. And the students of Bhagavad Gita. Even Gandhi, he did not understand. Dehantaram prapti. All these political leaders, they do not understand what is dehantaram prapti. What do you think, Bhadra Krishna, the Dehantara Prapti, Do they understand?
That's something, no.
Yes. They do not understand.
He was a politician, he was actually not devotee, he could not understand Bhagavad Gita. But how the name of Ram has came when he died? The name of Ram, Hare Ram, has come from his last word.
Practice. Rupati Raghava Raja Ram.
So that came to the last year.
Yes.
It is due to his pious or practice.
Practice. That will act. That will act.
So this one my question about the whole. He was not acting, but
He did not know, but because he was chanting Raghupati Raja Ram, that has given him this effect. Yes. On account of chant. But he really did not understand. Just like the same example, the Mahavedan, he said Haram.
Haram.
Haram. He wanted to speak Haram. But it became Haram. That is it. He did not know anything about Ram. But the name Ram is so powerful. That he, although he said Haram, it affected. Yes. Yeah. But Gandhi may not know the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, but as he chanted Haram, that has been affected. Yeah.
I wondered what Ram meant when we say the mantra.
Yes.
Hari Ram, you see.
Ram means.
So it was not due to his pious activity, it was only he was practicing.
No, that is pious activity.
That is why
that is
at the time of death he spoke Ram, Arapati Ram.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Pious, he was a pious man.
He was a pious man.
Undoubtedly.
So he chanted Ram in practice.
He daily was chanting Raghupati Raghava Raja.
So,
where this chanting effect will go? Okay. Yes, the champion. Hare Krishna. But I mean to say that he could not teach what Ram.
No.
That is his misfortune. But in spite of his misfortune, because he has practiced to chant the name of Rama, he was pious. Although he was ignorant, he was absorbed in thought of politics. He should have, if he would have understood that Ram is a fact, Krishna is a fact, that he did not understand. Then he would have preached the glories of Ram, glories of Krishna. He took the chanting of Rama for his political purposes. He utilized political purpose, just like there is Nama Aparad. Samma Subhokriya Mati Pramada. He was trying to get some material profit by chanting the holy name of Ram. That he got material profit. He was the most famous politician all over the world.
But he did not accept any post.
Huh?
At the same time,
he accepted Mahatma. What?
But not political post.
That is another trick, it may be. Or he did not lie. It may be, because he is so great. What is the presidency? Yes. Presidency elected post for 5 years. But he was recognized all over the world as a great leader. That is greater than any president's post or prime minister's post. So that is not much. But the thing is that if he was actually aware of the importance of Rama, that he did not. He took it Rama as some means for his political purpose. But still it affected. At the time of death, he said, Rama.
So you think he's gone to heaven? What is his position?
But because he did not understand Rama, therefore he cannot go to the kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God.
That, but he'll get very high position. Oh yes. He may go to the heavenly planet.
Still in the material world. He's still in the material world.
Heaven is in the material world. Heaven is in the material world. You can get greater standard of life, greater duration of life. That's all. Higher standard of life, just like Brahma. Brahma's one day you cannot calculate. He's so powerful, he's created this universe, but he is in the material world. He's also a living entity like us, but very exalted. So, he cannot get the post of Brahma, but he can get life in higher planetary system. That is certain. That is explained in the find out that verse. That is explained in the that verse. Yoga prasya sanjayate suchinang simatangi. But he did not understand Bhagavad Gita, that's a fact.
But what about this position of Valmiki or when he Ramayana?
They went to the kingdom of God.
No.
Yes.
When he said Narayana.
They knew what is Rama.
He knew it.
Yes. They are not in vague understanding.
You wouldn't be able to write Ramayana if you didn't understand
Ramayana. Yeah. He had meditated for 60,000 of years.
But I think it's Gandhi who said that Kulkshetra is this body, five Pandavas is five senses, and this is all interpretation concocted.
He did not understand, that's a fact. But in this child, he does not understand. But if he chants Hare Krishna, that will be effective. he understands or not understand. It doesn't matter.
Then he's so powerful.
Yeah. What is that?
Prapya punya kritam lokan.
Prapya punya kritam lokan. This is it. So punya kritam lokan means heavenly planet. Prapya punya kritam lokan. You cannot go to the heavenly planet unless you are very pious. So he is promoted in heavenly planet, where the duration of life is very long, standard of living is very nice, but there is no Krishna consciousness. What is the prapto punna kritan lokan?
Ushitva shashvati sama.
Ushitya shashvati sama. For very long time. Because to get life in the heavenly planets means at least 10,000 of years. In their calculation. Their one day is equal to 6 months. In that way, 10,000 years. Ushitya shashvati sama. What is it? Ushitya shashvati sama?
Ushitva shashvati sama. Shuchinang Srimatangehe Yoga Brashtobhijayate.
Then again they come down to this material world and he takes birth either in very exalted Brahmin family, Shuchinang, or very rich Vaishya family. After enjoying that, again he is given chance to become Krishna conscious. And if he misses, then again he goes down. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, These are all false elevation. If I have to come again, back, again I have to accept another lower grade life, then what is the profit? Krishna gives his state understanding. Taktade haṁ punarjanma naiti māmeti. You become Krishna conscious. After giving up this body, no more material body, either in the heavenly planet or in the lower hellish planet, you come directly. That is perfect. You should not be attracted by somebody has gone to heavenly planet for 10,000 of years living. We should not be attracted by these things. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati says, Kaivalyanga Narakayate Tidasapuro Akasapuspayate. Tidasapuro means heavenly planet. Akasapuro, it is just like wheel of the wisp. Something, just like what you say in Hindi. There are many prabhas, which has no existence. Just like in Bengali we say Ghoradim. Ghorad dim. Dim means egg. The horse never lays down egg. But the word is running up, the egg of horse. So it has no existence, but the word is there. Similarly, what do you say in Hindi? Something which has no existence, but it is current. I think there is.
Hawaii killer, yes.
Hawaii killer, in the air there is a fort. It is something like the Vaishnava considers the heavenly planets like Hawaii killer. That's all.
This rich birth is important for self-realization.
Next birth?
Rich birth.
To be born in a rich family.
No. But there is facility because people are harassed for getting food and shelter. Everyone is working so hard where to get nice food, where to get nice shelter. A rich man means he has already got. So if he's sane, if he is good, has got good association, direction, then he can think that I have no anxiety for my food, shelter and other necessities of life. So how shall I utilize my time? And if he gets good guru, then he can utilize very nicely, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna consciousness. There is a chance. He hasn't got to work. Because people are very much perplexed. How to get shelter, how to get food. But he has got the chance. He hasn't got to endeavor for food and shelter and other necessities of the body. Ample he has got. So he can save time for spiritual advancement. That is an advantage. It is not necessary, it is almost disadvantage. But actually it is advantage. Unfortunately, those who are born in rich family, they take advantage of it that I have got so much money, let me enjoy sense gratification. Maya dictates, oh, you have got so much money, utilize for why no man. That's all.
People say about your Raj
Karan
Singh.
Karan Singh?
Yes.
He was Karan Singh.
Huh?
Of Kashmir, yeah. He's a very pious man.
Then
rich birth and he is a pious as well, is it?
Yes.
Very religious and...
I have seen him, his religious temperament. Not very, but...
Yes, in Delhi.
Huh?
Delhi, but...
Yeah.
Yes.
He loves Krishna. Huh?
He taught nearly 2 hours.
Yes, we can sing. 12 hours?
2 hours. It was nearly 2 hours.
Yes. Now he's a good man.
That's a good example. Example like that. There are rare examples.
Like your Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. He's a good man. He's a good scholar also. Educated.
He was coming, but I don't know why he has not come due to this last year in the Bhagavatam discourse. He accepted, he will come. So we got his letter also.
This is due to government post.
Government
post.
Yes, and even now, he also accepted the invitation and invited him. He said, I will also come, but this Pakistan war started.
No, he's still there, so many. A respectful person came. The governor came, the High Court justices. And the Canadian ambassador came. Many men came. And he was very humble. He sat down below.
You didn't see High Commissioner there, he sat down.
He's also a very nice man.
Some pious activities they have.
Yeah.
And this is their duty to respect her.
In this planet. In order to be elevated to the kingdom of God, they cannot go directly from the heavenly planet. They will have to come here.
Yeah, many stories in Mahabharata, many kings went to
Kine punne punmo matta lokang visanti. You have got prasad? Not yet. Come on. Any more? Any more? Another? Come on.